Logical arguments for the existence of God. Cautious approach. Now I will put forward some logical arguments for the existence of God. As stated above, these arguments take us only to the ought-to-be stage. To proceed any further, we will need a different kind of evidence, which, God willing, will be discussed later. Before these logical arguments, I would like to present one point as a precaution. It is no secret that many times we take measures which are precautionary and not essential. For instance, when camping in a jungle at night, we arrange for a night watchman for our protection, even if the dangers of wild beasts and thieves are not immediately imminent. This is because logic dictates that arranging for a guard will not harm us, and if there is an unexpected danger, then security at night will undoubtedly be most helpful to us. In short, it is normal for us to undertake precautionary measures, and everyone agrees that such precautionary measures are necessary and beneficial. Thus, when we ponder the existence of God based on this principle, our reason concludes that it is certainly safer and more prudent to believe in God than to deny Him. If there is no God and this universe came into existence by chance, obviously our belief in God can do us no harm. However, if there is indeed a God, our belief will certainly be useful and beneficial. There can only be two logical answers to this question. Either this universe came into existence all by itself and is self-propelled and God is a false notion, God forbid, or the universe has a creator and master who has created it and is managing it. Our reason does not suggest any third possibility. Now, if we deny the existence of God, the possibility that He might exist potentially poses serious problems for us. Whereas if we believe in a God that does not actually exist, this has no dangerous implications whatsoever for us. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Footnote, Surah Al-An'am, Chapter 6, Verse 82. End of footnote. Meaning that which of the two parties then has greater right to security, if indeed you know, the one that denies or the one that believes? Thus it is established that belief in God is prudent because there is no harm in it, whereas denying the existence of God can potentially be harmful. It is narrated that someone asked Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu for proof of God's existence. Seeing that the man was a simple man, he replied, "It is enough for you to realize that if there is no God, the believers and non-believers are all the same and no one has anything to lose. However, if there is indeed a God, then the deniers would be in grave trouble." This rationale satisfied the man and he asked no further question. What is the harm in believing in God even if He does not exist? What must we give up if we believe in God? Belief in God requires you to refrain from adultery, murder, theft, robbery, falsehood, deceit, fraud, etc. The actions that nature, logic, and the law of the land want you to give up anyway. So what can you possibly lose by believing in God? This belief does not at all bar you from fulfilling any of your just desires in a fair manner. You are free to eat and drink, sleep and wake, sit and stand, play and relax, read and write, do worldly jobs, earn money, establish friendships, make homes, get married, and have children. Belief in God does not stop you from any of these. Belief in God stops you only from acts that are harmful and detrimental to yourselves or others. Refraining from such acts is supported by your own nature, reason, and societal and governmental laws. So, what do you have to lose by believing in God? You may ask why you should believe in God without evidence. My answer is that you should adopt this as one more of the numerous precautionary measures you take in this world. In any case, when there is a possibility of gain and no risk of loss in believing, but there is no possibility of benefit and a risk of harm in denial, then think, which option is nearer to peace and prudence? Obviously, those who deny God only do so because according to them there is no evidence of God's existence, not because they have evidence that God does not exist. In such a case then, every sensible person, being circumspect, would decide that it is safer to believe in God. To summarize, if there is no God, then all are equal and belief in God is unlikely to cause any harm. However, if there is indeed a God, then the believers will be at an advantage and disbelievers will have to think for themselves about their fate. One may question the benefit of faith that is based on precaution rather than faith based upon earnestness. Indeed, this is not true faith, but it is better than having no faith. Someone with such faith will maintain at least some bond with God, which in due course may serve as a stepping stone to true faith. Moreover, such belief can at times motivate one to do good deeds. In any case, however defective such belief may be, it is certainly better than no belief. There is no reason to deprive oneself of the faith that is based on precaution, as explained above.